It's time for the all-new Gervie's Law, cross-examining the ages, with your host, Alan Gervie, and introducing your co-host, Michelle Lobato. Alan is the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 40 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. Do I look disillusioned, Michelle Lobato, my wonderful co-host?
I would not say disillusioned, no.
What would you say?
I would say, I'm trying to think of the opposite of disillusioned, which would be illusioned.
I don't think that's the opposite, but it is an illusion that I am so happy about life in 2026. Now, we've gotten into the second month of 2026 now, and if you're listening to this on your podcasts, it may not be the second month of 2026, but I really don't care. It's your problem. The fact is that I don't know what is going on with this world now in 2026. Today, we are not going to have a guest. Is that okay with you?
I think you have the best guest ever in front of you.
That's true. I do have the best guest ever in front
of
me.
And youngest, I think.
Yes. You're much younger than the crew here. But I will tell you something, young guest, and you are a co-host, so don't call yourself guest. But let me say this. You know, I am an illusion. I am frustrated with what the world has come to. I know a lot of people are. But I'm frustrated about what people are about and what people find meaning in life. Your generation, for instance, and I'm not saying that I'm as old as you think I am, but
can we clarify my generation? Because there seems to be some debate about it. I could either lean millennial or Gen Z.
Both of them.
Zillennial.
Zillennial, whatever the heck you are. And I asked you to give me a list of, you know, what's on your mind. What is a zillennial? I don't even know what that is, but, you know, what is on the zillennial's mind? And she writes soft life versus ambition with a real emphasis on soft life.
It's a big question. It's a very big question.
So we're not going to have a guest today because we're going to talk about what the heck is going on with millennials, zillennials, Gen Zs,
Gen Z, Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha, everything. I'm not even going to talk about my kids because that's...
They have the coolest generational name, Generation Alpha.
Alpha, I don't know. They are definitely not Alpha. They're living the soft life.
They're shy to make eye contact.
They have
And by they, I mean Gen Alpha.
They don't make eye contact. They don't care about anything. They have parasocial relationships.
Absolutely.
And I'm using your words. They have burnout and they're 12 years old. You know, they're overrated versus underrated. They don't do the things in life. And I'm not just talking about my kids. I'm talking about a generation. They don't do the things in life that are hard. They shy away and maybe parents like me give them that opportunity to not do those things. But I will tell you something, and you don't know this because the founder of our firm, and Michelle works at our firm, is an excellent legal mind at our firm, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, who take care of all your workers' compensation needs. That is a shameless plug, but it's okay because it's my show, so I can say it. But the founder of the firm, when I first got there, I had no idea that I had to go to every darn funeral he was invited to.
Or actually not invited. On what basis?
I don't think the dead person invites you to the funeral, but, you know, he knew a lot of people who died. And every time he would come to me and he'd say, "Get in the car."
You know.
I was a young attorney and I was afraid and I did not want to do it. And what did I do? I dutifully went. And not only that, he had to be the first person at the funeral. The first one.
Jeez.
With the family and the corpse. And I didn't know who the heck these people were. And I had to go. And this happened maybe once a week. A lot of people.
Goodness.
A lot of times. I went to so many funerals of people I didn't know. because my boss wanted someone to accompany him. He didn't want to be alone. He was a little bit insecure about that. And we would get there like a half an hour before the funeral started or 45 minutes, and I'd have to meet the family and say, oh, I'm so sorry.
Were these people in the industry or just relatives, friends?
They were dead.
Okay, fair.
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk to them.
But you wouldn't ask the founder, hey, why do I need to be here?
The founder, his name is Ken Rowan.
Rest in peace.
LeMay, rest in peace. Great, great attorney. This is a legal show. I have no idea. They were his old friends. They were in the fraternity together. They did whatever they did. Some of them were lawyers.
You were going to tie this with, he showed me to always show up. Or do what I was told with no questions asked.
There's a little bit of that. But the point I'm making is that we have to do things that we don't want to do in life. And your generation and the ones before and after won't do it. They just,
do you have to do things you don't want to do in 2026?
To be successful in life, yes. To have responsibility and discipline. Because if you just always say, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Like I hear my kids say a lot. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to get through life because life is doing things you don't want to do. Getting up in the morning and going to work. Going to...
Why do you have to get up in the morning and go to work if you can make money off your cell phone? Valid point.
You know, that's the same thing as saying, a woman saying, or a man, why do I have to get up in the morning when I can just sell my body at night?
That is not the same thing. No, you
and
can
make
sell,
some money.
There are a lot of ways for a gal or a man to make
a
some
gal?
Money online.
That's what chauvinist pigs who are 80 years old say, a gal.
There's a lot of ways for a woman or a man to make money online.
Why not get up in the morning at the same time, get in the car, drive to work. People won't even drive to work anymore because of this damn remote work.
Because it's not necessary.
I can't hire anyone for our firm.
It's not necessary to go into the office for a job that can be done completely online.
And have no friends and have no ability to refine your skills in communication. You're just going to sit in your home with your... What do you wear when you're at home?
A silk pajama set.
Silk pajama set.
Yeah.
And then you only take that off when you want to go and walk your dog
go
to the grocery store.
And have some sunshine. Yeah.
And you're working the whole time.
Are you working the whole time in the office?
Whatever happened to going to the office and being available, talking to coworkers, asking them about, let's say, cases that you're involved with. Whatever happened to having a relationship with people at work? What happened to that?
I don't know. I've only been working for the last couple of years. In the last couple of years, we've been doing remote work. So it's been a time I can call up the coworkers if need be.
Why are we still doing remote work? Why is everyone
because COVID
in the legal...
showed us that it wasn't necessary to go inside and that everything can be done remotely if it needs to be done.
That's the soft life.
No. Soft life is no job.
No job?
No job.
How do you pay your bills with no job? Is everyone independently wealthy? I want to ask the audience here. Is everyone independently wealthy that they don't have to work so they can stay home? And by the way, if you're staying home, what are you going to do? What are you doing
that
with yourself?
That is a good question.
What do you do?
The things you want to do.
Like what?
Maybe learn some poetry, learn an instrument, learn a new language, go travel. Learn a new skill, pick up a hobby, make some friends, volunteer. There's so many things to do.
So you're going to learn some poetry. Instead of working for a living, instead of learning how to help people in your job and to do a really good job, you're sitting at home in your silk pajamas learning poetry. Seriously?
What's wrong with that? Why do you look down on people who want a soft life?
Because it shows that they have no character. They have no discipline. And guess what's going to happen later in life if they don't have mega bucks? Okay, if you are someone who is so wealthy, who are some of the rich people in the world that you want to marry?
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot there. Jeez. I don't keep track of the most wealthiest eligible bachelors in the world.
Okay, but let's say, I mean, it is a requirement, right, that someone you date has some money?
Yes, absolutely, because I make my own money. And I want children. I want 5 children. And that's very expensive.
So what about the guy you meet who's living the soft life?
Oh, that's not my person. All kudos to him for living a soft life. I actually think that's very detrimental to men who live a soft life. But
what about women?
I think it's a bit, the lines are blurred a bit more. But I do think women need obviously something that they put their time, focus, and attention on.
So some people consider me to be successful because I am a managing partner of a law firm and, you know, I do a lot of things. I would never be who I am if I lived the soft life. And maybe that's not important. Are you telling me that that isn't important in life? That, you know, kids nowadays should just really try so hard to be able to stay home and do nothing?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they should be able to choose what they want. And if what they want is not working 80 hours a week, 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, and deciding to do things on their own terms and taking their life into their own hands to pursue whatever it is they want at their own time, I think that's not something to frown upon either.
But how many people can afford that?
That's the thing. The soft life does require funding. So you either need a rich parent, a rich partner, or a passive income.
And let's take it to another level. My degree is in philosophy. I want to talk about the meaning of life. How is there meaning in life if you spend your life in silk pajamas creating and reading poetry?
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Because it's not about, I mean, having the freedom to be able to wear silk pajamas and pick up poetry, pick up a new language, be able to exercise skills that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
Who are you going to use this new language with? You're not leaving the house.
Travel.
Oh, you're traveling.
Yes, and absolutely. If I were at home, I would be leaving the house.
You know what's so cheap these days?
What?
Travel. So cheap.
Yeah, you can find budget flights.
Oh, my God. Going to Vegas, which I went last weekend. My son had a tournament in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't easy. I flew with my son. Everyone else on the team drove.
Yeah.
So, because I had worked, you know, I figured it was something that I wanted to do so we didn't have to drive.
Did you take JSX?
I did not.
Jeez.
But I will tell you, it was fine. Point being that you suffer when you don't work if you don't have money.
Of course, yeah.
And if you work hard and you do get some money, then you have a few more choices in life versus just what language am I going to be studying at my home all day long while I'm not working.
Yes, but that's coming with the mindset of using all your time to work so you have such little time to enjoy it. Or what I'm trying to say is you're able to work hard and enjoy your time simultaneously. The two don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah, but when you have this mindset that, you know, you want this soft life, how do you translate that into what you're saying, which is moderation, having a job that you can work hard at but still have other things?
Well, I'm lucky because I'm a woman, so I can just get married.
Oh, my God. Do you know how we had Gloria Allred on our show two weeks ago?
I know. I'm going to get canceled. Oh, my gosh.
You should be canceled.
For God's sake.
You should be canceled. I mean, what is the meaning in your life?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I know. That's what
right
I do
now,
here.
I would say right now at the age that I'm at, the meaning for life is to enjoy it and just to experience. I have no expectations. Purpose of it would be to just live it.
So do you think enjoying life, if that is truly the meaning in life, is something that everyone can accomplish?
If they really set their mind to it, absolutely.
And what about paying for that lifestyle?
Again, I think the universe is infinite. I think 2026, you can make money whichever way you'd like to. I don't believe in a scarcity mindset. I don't know. I think you can figure it out.
What about if you spend all your time in these parasocial relationships with people online?
That can suck you in. Yeah.
And what is it? It is an escape from reality. Why don't you just
escapism.
Be honest?
Yeah.
The escapism is the soft life. Everyone is escaping.
No.
Everyone
Building
needs to escape.
Building a soft life makes you build a life that you don't need to escape from.
No. I will tell you that people aren't that strong. If they were that strong, I would give them all the props. Mm-hmm. But right now, people who are on social media, who can't, you know, the kids who can't get off their phone, they're escaping the reality
True.
Of difficulties. of doing things they don't want to do.
I agree.
Whether it's schoolwork, whether it's doing chores at home, all they're doing is escaping. And by promoting what you're promoting, and I know this
I'm not
isn't
promoting
you,
soft life.
The soft life. What that means is that these people, younger people especially, just have the ability to get out of life and to have no meaning. And then guess what happens when they get old enough? Guess what happens? Do you know? Their life begins to suck. Because they don't have the discipline, they don't have the responsibility, and they end up saying, how am I going to survive? And my partner hates me because I'm lazy. I'm living a soft life. That is a problem. Why can't people see that? Because they don't want to see it. They want to escape. They want to put it aside. They don't want to deal with reality. But at some point, I hate to say it, life is going to change for you softies. Why are you laughing?
Because you're so intense. I think you're...
Well, didn't the astrologer Susan Miller last week tell me I'm intense?
Spoken like a true, what was it, Sagittarius rising?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you have to learn. Actually, you are pretty good at this, reading between the lines. You majored in philosophy. So reading between the lines should be right up your alley. So
I would tell people, read between the lines.
Fair.
Where's the visual on that one? Jose, you missed the good opportunity. Are dating apps really on your mind right now?
They're the worst. I go back and forth between them. On one hand, you can meet some really, really awesome people, especially in Los Angeles or any metropolitan city. But also, I'm a believer in fate. And so sometimes I worry that the apps have you meet people you were never meant to cross paths with.
But you have no choice.
No, about 60% of Gen Z marriages would have originated with a meet online on
really?
A dating app.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How does that create meaning?
It takes it away, actually. I mean, when you're taking half a second to decide yes or no, will this be my life partner based on a profile photo, it takes away the meaning.
But
for
isn't
sure.
that what...
And it makes you feel like you have unlimited options.
But isn't that what you people want?
You people, us young people, unlimited options?
No, they want the easy way to be able to
it
just swipe.
It does make dating easy.
To swipe one way or another.
Yeah, you don't
even
have to leave your house. I could be in my silk pajamas swiping on the apps.
You know, and how is that creating some character, some integrity? How is that developing communication skills?
I will say dating apps make you put it kind of all on the line, right? Because it's 5 seconds that someone will take to look at your profile, see what you're about.
And what if it's not real?
That'll come to light eventually. You know, the men who say that they're 5'10", but really they're 5'9", 5'8", 5'7", that will come out eventually.
Can you be careful? We're in a room right now with a few gentlemen.
Why is simply stating height a derogatory thing? I'm saying the men who say that they're 5'10", but really they're 5'7".
The men in the studio right now are turning red.
No, I'm saying
their
people who lie about
are,
it.
Their legs are crossed so tightly that they are creating a bruise on their inner thighs. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I guess, so back in your day, there were no apps. And so you would go out to the bar and shoot your shot. And your opening line would be hello.
And it made me such a better person because I remember once I was in there and it was the end of the night and I was talking to a girl. I was really exciting. It was exciting.
It's like
it was interesting.
Yeah.
And they turned the lights on because the bar closed. And she looked at me and she said, you look older in the light than you did in the dark. And I
was that recently or was that a while ago?
I put my head down, I walked out, and I said to myself, how am I ever going to get over that?
Oh, but it builds character development.
So many times, you know, when I was in a bar and, you know, I was hitting on a girl and she said, you're really interesting. I really like you. Can you watch my purse while I go and dance with the good looking guy over there?
But you know what? It does build character development. I think being able to approach a stranger without knowing them at all and just putting yourself on the line takes a lot of courage. And I think men today and women lack that.
And maybe communication skills. I mean, people can't communicate.
I think we're over communicating. You know, those people who like go to therapy and that's like their personality, like my therapist. Sometimes I feel like it's doing like the backwards effect where we're over communicating and you're crossing my boundary and like people are excusing their selfishness for boundaries.
Well, it's escapism too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of boundaries, escapism, and no meaning.
Yeah.
That's my problem. As a philosophy major, when those girls were telling me that, you know, don't turn on the lights in the bar, I will tell you that I tried to think of something, a higher order, something that had meaning in my life. And that's tough. When you're so engaged in social media and you have these parasocial relationships with people you don't know, you create illusions and you are so tied to escaping and getting on the phone and looking at TikTok or doing whatever you do, how are you ever going to discover who you are? How are you ever going to peel the onion to get to the core of meaning in life? As some of the great philosophers talked about.
Yeah, or even differentiate what's real and what's not real.
And we don't even know what's real. No. I don't even know if we're here right now.
I don't think so.
I don't think we're here either. In fact, sometimes I wish I wasn't here because I don't know.
And maybe if you worked remotely, you could be wherever you wanted to be.
You know, maybe I could be and I could create a life that doesn't exist, but it's really hard to get satisfaction now. You do all these things and I don't even know how you accomplish anything because when we accomplish things, we tend to feel bad about them anyway.
I don't feel bad when I accomplish things.
What do you accomplish that you don't feel bad about?
Lots of things. I mean, I solo travel.
You're solo travel?
I get myself across the country and back in one piece.
That's saying something. So that's your meaning?
That is a part of my meaning right now.
Is there anything in your heart that is more meaningful than getting yourself across the country?
Absolutely. Yes. The people I have in my life, the close people that I have.
Ah, so we're getting somewhere here. Mm-hmm. So that would be human contact, communications, love.
Yeah.
Being able to appreciate others and for them to appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what the meaning in life is.
Absolutely. That's not a foreign concept to me.
So if you live this kind of soft life and if you have burnout and you feel like you have all these relationships online, you still have that deep meaning with people that you care about?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Is there anything else to life other than that?
Having fun.
How about accomplishing things and feeling a sense of accomplishment? Going to the funeral that you don't want to be at, talking to the dead person's family and saying, oh, I'm so sorry to hear about Johnny's death. And they say, well, his name is Robert, but, you know, still, I mean, is that something that brings meaning to your life?
Yeah, I don't have that experience necessarily of getting dragged to funerals every week for people I don't know, but I could assume. You know, he's a bit unorthodox, like your old boss that you're explaining.
Your boss is?
Yeah.
You know, I want to say that meaning in life is the accumulation and the compilation of all your experiences.
Hmm.
People wonder when someone dies, since we're talking about death, that, you know, what you can do or say to make people feel better. And when you think about all the experiences that you had, that brings meaning to the person and it brings comfort to think about all the positive experiences. Hopefully there are a lot of positive experiences. That's, for me, the only meaning, other than, of course, what you've talked about, which is love for family and friends, but to appreciate everything that's happened in life, whether easy, hard, whether you were involved or not, that's what life is. There's nothing more, in my view. And you have to appreciate. You have to appreciate all the experiences, even negative ones.
Yeah. So even when I get a weird match on Raya, I will appreciate that experience.
What's Raya?
Raya's a members-only dating app.
Oh, and you didn't invite me.
I could refer you, but you're married.
No, that's true. I have no idea.
Actually,
what
they have a just for friends version.
That's okay. I got enough friends. I don't need any more friends. I hate all my friends. They're not even fun, and they bring no meaning to my life. But my family does. So thank you for talking about my kids and my wife and my family. That is meaning. And I appreciate the time that you've spent here talking about
Anytime.
These difficult subjects.
Anytime.
It was a weird Gervie's Law, but I loved it.
It's a weird life.
It is a weird life, and I hope you find meaning in it.
Hopefully.
Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. We'll see you again next week.